We end up Tzadik Gimel Amad Aleph. Tana Rabban. Chayev Kores Al Horishin V'chayev Kores Al Hasheni Dibrei Rebbe. We're going to have a three-way machloikis between Rebbe Rav Nosson Rav Chananya Ben Akavya. So Rebbe says a person is chayiv kores al harishin for not bringing the Pesach Rishin, for chayiv kores al hasheini. Zegt Rashi, chayiv kores al harishin, for chayiv kores al hasheini, chayiv kores yesh al ze vi al ze. There's a chayiv kores for not bringing the Rishin. There's a chayiv kores for not bringing the Shaini. Ubechad gavre loy mashkachas lo. So Rashi, you can't have that one person should be chayiv twice kores. The treik toli bechad gavre leke. You can't kill one person twice. Ve'ile inyan dim shogak bishneyem yischayiv shteichatoy. Maybe it means that he's chayiv tuchatoy for not bringing the Pesach Rishon and the Pesach Sheini. Like lemei mahori, the chorus, the Pesach ain't chayom nashigegosei chatos, you're not chayiv a chatos for not bringing a Pesach. It's not the krisus ha-Pesach v'hamile mitzvah sasei, he v'ein chatos bo al shigegos chorus shalach, v'chsiva shaloi tzvei asenu. So Rashi says, you can't say that one person is chayiv kores twice, because reiktoli bechad gavre leke. Tuv Yehama was ma'ira, I mean, what's all the time? If a person eats chayla v'dam, there's a chayiv kores and chayla, there's a chayiv kores and achilas dam. What will be the din according to Nechunya ben Akone? So Yehoisa Shem Kippurim Kishabes Lutashlumim Yisaykim Lebedarabmanei. So he's Mechalo, he's twice Seirif as HaGodesh in Yom Kippur. According to the Rishonim, it holds that by Chayiv Krisa Shoygigim Yechayiv as HaShlumim. So there won't be a din of Kippur Lebedarabmanei. I mean, why is it so schwer to say that he's chayiv the zachiyat kores chalon and the zachiyat kores for not bringing the Pesach Rishon, the zachiyat kores for not bringing the Pesach Sheini? Very unclear what Rashi means over here. Moshe Kapodah, but Rashi says you can't say that the same person is chayiv kores, you can't say that the same person is chayiv tuchatoyt, because you don't bring a chatos on a little mitzvah sasei. Ale nafke mino de im shogak beechod mehen ve hizit bechavei rechayev. That's a nafke mino. Each one is a mechayev of kores. If he was a shogik on the first one, it's not chayev kores for the first one. It's chayev kores if he was a hizit on the second one. It wasn't vice versa. Inami leger shen izgayer ben shnei psochen. We could have another case that a person again was Nizgaya b'chnei psochim, so there's a chi of kores for not bringing the second Pesach. So be'etzim, on each havor, there's a chi of to bring. If he didn't bring this, there's a machayiv. Each Pesach is a machayiv, and each Pesach, there's a mainish kores, and it's not memala the chi of. But by one person, Rashi says, treik toli b'chad gav galek. Rabbi Nosson says, Chayev Kores Al Harishin Upoter Al Hashem. And Nosson holds there's no Chayev Kores for not bringing a Pesach Shein. The Trashi, therefore, Ve'im Shogak Berishain Ve'izit B'Sheini Potter, because there's no Chayev Kores for not bringing a Pesach Sheini Leit Chav Nosson. The whole Chayev Kores is only for not bringing a Pesach Rishon. Rav Chananya ben Akavya Oimer, Af Al Harishon Ein Chayev Kores. There is no Chayev Kores even on the Rishon. Ela in kein loy osa es Hashem. He's only chayiv kores if he was amazed by Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, then he's chayiv kores. What does Rashi say? Afal horishen is not chayiv kores. Afal horishen im hizid ain't a chayiv kores. Ache yazid af b'sheni, unless he was amazed by the Sheni. Avo im osa es Hashemi. What is if he was makrif the Pesach Sheni? Oy shogag boy, or he was a shogig. He didn't bring a Pesach Sheni either, but he wasn't amazed. Potter legam. So then he's potter. He's potter legam rimin akolos. So lechayre Rashi is going back. The Sheni tashlumim derish. That means, im osa es Hashemi, so we'll have a kiyum mitzvah of Pesach. The Sheni tashlum derishim, so here's the mitzvah of a krovus of Pesach. Afilu, he didn't bring a Sheni, but he was a shaygik on the Sheni, is vitakanta derishim. Al kaponim, it's a tikon on the korot. Umezit shaloyu gmoroi shel kores berishen. Have to better say, the mezit shaloyu. But, the chi of kores is, if he did not use both opportunities, the mezit, then he's chi of kores. That's the gmar chi. He had one, it was a Pesach Rishon, the Mezid he wasn't Mekayim. Pesach Sheni, the Mezid wasn't Mekayim. That's the Mechayim of Kod. Hilkach. So if you don't have these two Mechayim, Be'eze Mehem Sheshogak Potter. If it's a Shogak in any one of the two, so you don't have the two Mezidim, so it's Potter Minakod. That's he's saying, Apollonishin ain't a chayiv kores. The Iyavov, the Pesach Rishon is not a machayiv until there was a mezid of the Sheni. But ozdu letamay. So now, these three tanoim is ozdu letamay. The Sanye, we learned Habaraisa, Ger shenizgayer ben shnei psochim. V'chein kotten shehigdil ben shnei psochim. So in both cases, even though in these two cases it was leichazi l'rishin, it was a goy or a kotten by the rishin, chayev lasa is pesach sheni. If chayev lasa is pesach sheni, there's a chiyuv to bring a pesach sheni. So upon him we see Rebbe holds that the sheni is a mechayiv mitzadatzmoy. The Sheni is not a tashlumin for the person who was mechuyiv the Pesach Rishon. No, it's a mechayiv b'fnei atzmoy. It's a memeila. So therefore, a gershon is gayer a kotten sheikul. Now that it's Pesach Sheni, you have a mechayiv to bring a Pesach, so he's mechuyiv to bring it. Divrei Rabbi. Rabbi Nosson Oimer, Kol she zokok l'rishin, zokok l'sheini. No, the sheini is tashlumim derishin. That means a person who was mechuyev to bring a Pesach Rishon, so he didn't bring it, so he has a tashlumim, that be the mitzvah of Pesach, alavos Pesach, he has a mitzvah to, he has a din tashlumim to bring a Pesach Sheni. So therefore, Reb Noson says, Kol she zokok l'rishin, he was zokok the Pesach Rishin. So then there's a chi of tashlumim anim zokok l'shein. But a ger and a cotton, Kol she ain a zokok l'rishin, ain zokok l'shein. By my commitment, what is the machloikis between Rebbe and Reb Noson? Rebbe sovar sheni regel b'chnei atmei. Rebbe holds that the sheni is a new mechayev. The new mechayev of Pesach sheni. Of a person even was zokuk to a Pesach Rishon, but now he's a gobel of the Pesach sheni, so he's looking to be a Pesach sheni. Regel b'chnei atmei. It's a new mechayev, and it's a new einish of Koris also. There's a chiyev Koris on this mechayev. So that's the ozel of Tamayu, chayev Koris ala Rishon, vechayev Koris ala Sheni. He was a shaygik on the Rishon, so he's chayev Koris for not bringing the Sheni. Rabbi Nosson Sova, Sheni Tashlumei the Rishonu. Rabbi Nosson holds that the chiyuv avo of the Sheni is al Tashlumim. So Memele, this is the reason of Rav Nosson in the Bereise. Rav Nosson said in the Bereise that kol shezokok l'rishin zokok l'sheini, kol shein zokok l'shein zokok l'sheini. That is because Rav Nosson holds sheini tashlumim berishin. It's only a tashlumim for one who was mechuyev berishin. Now this is a bill of the Rav Nosson in the previous Bereise. Rabbi Nosson said, Chayev Koris al Harishon, that a person who did not bring a Pesach Rishon is Chayev Koris. It doesn't matter what he's going to do. He can bring a Pesach Sheini, he's Mechuyev to bring a Pesach Sheini, but Chayev Koris al Harishon. So tekunei l'rishin loy maskin lei. He cannot be misakin. There's a chiyuv koras for not bringing a rishin. He's mechuyev to bring a pesach sheni out to the mitzvah. But the koras is fatal. The koras is for not bringing the pesach rishin. Rabbi Hananya ben Akavya Sobach, Hananya ben Akavya holds, sheni takante the rishin. That means that he wasn't amazed on the Sheni, so he's to be misakin the chorus. There's no chi of chorus until he'll be amazed on the Sheni. Let us see Rashi. Look Rashi. Ba'ozdu l'tamayu Rebbi v'Rabinos. Kotn she'higdil tzomchu ba'isaris. L'chayre, it's very unclear what is Rashi telling us over here. Kotn shehigdil, tzomchu ba'isaris. Between you and me, it would seem the ibra of Rashi, that Rashi was speaking about a person who became bar mitzvah, chveis, reishchaydish year. There was no saris. He was a kotn. And then, chveis, Erev Pesach Sheni is Tomchu Boisaretz, it became now a Godu. So the Mele, so now he's Chayev to bring a Pesach Sheni. That's L'Chayre, that's the Taichin Rashi. Shehigdil Tomchu Boisaretz. But L'Chayre is Shver, why does Rashi have to speak of the Tzaza Tzir, say a Toshu Tzir? Shehigdil, he became bar mitzvah Erev Pesach Sheni, the Saras came together with the Shonim, and why does Rashi have to say it Tzadat Zir? Really, Mr. Finn, I don't know if this is true, but perhaps Rashi had a Ha'ore that if he became a Godel with Shonim, I don't know if it's past to say a loshen kotn shehigdil. Like, I'm not bekant, maybe it says like this, but maximum you wouldn't say anara shebogra. Anara is from 12 to 12 and a half, and then she became a boigra, so it's not anara shebogra. Till 12 and a half she was anara, from 12 and a half she became a bogra. I mean, not the nara became a bogra, till this man she's anara. Then she became a voigris. Kotn shehigdol vaistachois, that the kotn became a godel. So if it's speaking about that in zman, the zman came that the, so maybe kotn shenizgadol, or if it says ger shenizgaya, he was, again, was nizgaya then. But could be the Lashon Kotn Shehigdil, that something was Magdil the Kotn, that somehow by Saris, if it was only Zman, perhaps that was the Lashon, but caught in shame, but I really don't know if this is true. Al Kopanim, let's go back to the sugya. So Rebbe holds Kotn Shehigdu Geir Shen is Gai Ben Shnei Pesachim Chayomim Lassis Es Hashem The Kesava Regal Bifnei Atzmaihu The Islai Chiyuvei Ba'ampei Nafshe It's a Bezunder in Lachai Tilo Laman Dola Irzi Berishin A fellow person who wasn't Chazi Berishin of Al Kopanim is Chazi Berishin for a Pesach Shem That is Shitas Rebbe. And Rav Nosson says, Tashlumin Berish. So Rav Nosson says, Tashlumin. So the Gemara says, Rav Nosson calls you Zaki Kalishin, Zaki Kalishin, calls you Zaki Kalishin, Zaki Kalishin, Rebbe was like, Rav Nayakma, Rav Nosson says, Tashlumin, Tashlumin Berishin, Tikuni Berishin, and Matkin. So Rashi says like this, Tashlumin Berishin, this is a reason, for the halach in the second baraisa. Umam v'loi irzi berishayin, loi mechayim asheini. That's why Kotn Shehigdu, it's not chayim. To bring a Pesach sheini, because there's no din tashlumin on him. Umiyu. That, now Rashi is explaining the first price of Rav Nosson. That Rav Nosson said, Rav Nosson oimer chayiv koris al orishin. So now Rashi is explaining, umiyu tikun el orishin mi koris, to be misakin verishin, im hizid verishin, loy misakin le. Hilkach chayiv koris al orishin, filo rosas ashen. That is pshat, that the Pesach Sheni, a fellow bringer, cannot be misakin the Chiyiv Koris. Chayiv Koris al Orishin. For not bringing the Pesach Ishin, you Chayiv Koris. Now, Reb Nosson said a third halacha in the first baraisa. Upoto al Hasheni. Nispoto Koris from the Pesach Sheni. And on this, we don't have, the Gemara didn't seem to say a reason for this. The Gemara said, why a cotton is potter? Because tashlumim berishin. Why is he chayev koris al arishin? Because he holds tikuni l'arishin lay maskele. The Pesach Sheni is not a tikun for the rishin. Now the third halacha that he said, upotter al asheni, there's no chayev koris al asheni, so what's the reason of this? So Rashi says the third halacha, upotter al asheni, Im shogag berizin vehizid besheini, so why is he potter? So Rashi says, do less like hiyuve ba'anpei nafshe, there's no chiyu ba'anpei nafshe, could be, Rashi means to say, though, less like Chiyuvi Bampei Nafshe, there's no Chiyuv Koris on the Pesach Sheni. There's no Chiyuv Koris whatsoever on the Pesach Sheni. So that's why you're not Chayiv. That's what Rashi means. Uberishay, which there is the Chiyuv Koris, Hare Shoga. Could be Rashi means less like Chiyuvi Bampei Nafshe, there's no Chiyuv Koris for not bringing the second, the Pesach Sheni. Now, we have the third Shita, Kavya ben Chananya, and he says that Einai Afal Arishin in a Chayiv Koris Amkel Yosos Hasheni. So the Gemara says, Chananya ben Akavya Sova Sheni Takanta the Rishin. Takanta the Rishin Mikoris Delay. Tafilu Hizid Barishin, Afilu he was amazed Barishin. Hasheni poitroi min hakoris. Now this lashon of Rashi is also not clear. What should Hasheni poitroi min hakoris? The halach is according to Akavya, until he didn't bring the sheni. It was a shogeg on the sheni. L'chayre, if he died before the Pesach sheni, he's also poitroi from koris. Because the Rashi said before, the mazid of the sheni, who gemara shall call us the rishin,
you need, in order to be mechayev kores, you need a meizah dan Hashem, in order to be mechayev kores. So the lashon, the takanta derishin mikores delay, it's mesakan the kores of the rishin. First of all, the whole lashon is shvel. There's no chiyev kores on the rishin. Chiyev kores is when he was over both. Afilo hisid berishin asheni. Kaponim Rashi means shigigas asheni, avos asheni, the imazid of the sheni. L'chay repaytchay min hakores. That these are the three shitas. Ushloshtan mikra echot dosh, and all three tanoim darshan from one person. So now the Gemara is going to be Rebbe's Drosh. The Pasuk says, Va'ish asher hu toher uvaderech loy hoya. Hoya Rebbe Sova, Rebna uvaderech loy hoya. Rebbe Sova, so it says further in the Pasuk, V'chodal lasis ha-pesach v'nichesa. So what does this mean? Loy oved berish. That's the first half of the pasuk. He wasn't the derech chayik; he was fire. The chodor las is ha pesach pesach ish and the nichesa. So it says chloris chayif koris. He did not bring a pesach ish. Then further it says ki kolban Hashem loy hikriv b'moyadoi cheta yisa yishahu. So Rebbe darshened the word ki. It's equivalent to inami if. Or, if Kolben Hashem, the Rishash wants to say, or, if, or, Anude, if Kolben Hashem lo yikrev v'moyadoi, what does that mean, moyadoi b'sheini? Is cheta yise yishu, koresu. So, Memelis of the Pasik is speaking about Pesachishin, chod v'lasis ha-pesach v'nichiso, and ki means I kolbana nanude oi kolbana Hashem loyhikre voyade b'sheni. We didn't bring a pesach sheni. It's also chayim kos cheta yisei kos. Let us see what Rashi says. The Rashi inami kolbana Hashem loyhikre dechi mishamish ba'arba l'shaynis v'zeh b'loshen idar shinelay. Loikoi adle el minei leflushe taime le milse kamaise, kamay loshen da. It's not explaining the previous halacha. The previous halacha is said without an explanation. Mishe shutoi bedach lehoyo vechodolasis apesach unichus. It's chayv koras, that's it. There's no explaining about it. Is kikol ben Hashem lehikrib is not a reason, it's not because, or it's a new halacha, oi, a new case, if he did not bring a pesach sheini, also chayv kores. Amul sachiti, kamei ki kore, ki schal laser, ki sivka. Koresu. Now how do we know that chetoi yiso means kores? It says, for not bringing kolben Hashem b'moyadoi, is chetoi yiso. How do you know chetoi yiso means kores? Zog te gemore, kosova, Rebbe holds, Megade Hainu Mevorech Hashem. By the Pasuk it says, Bamidbo Tezvo, Es Hashemu Megade V'nichriso. So we know Klor HaMegade is Chayiv Kores. Now what is the translation of a Megade? So Rebbe held that Megade means a Mevorech Hashem. So now we know that a Mevorech Hashem is chayiv kores. Uchsiv, now we have a posik, a beferish a posik, v'mevorech es Hashem v'noso chetoi. It says, v'mevorech es Hashem v'noso chetoi, she yikalo os hakol v'noso chetoi. So the posik says, that the mekalo os Hashem v'noso chetoi. Now what does v'noso chetoi mean, I learn, because it says, v'megadev es Hashem v'megadev v'nichaso. So now I know, noso chet, v'si es chet, means kores. So mele, now it says by Pesach Sheni, that kol b'nashem lehikri b'moy adoi, is cheto yiso. So cheto yiso means kones, because that's a taish for no so cheto. Cheto yiso means kones. So the doma I cheto dohosam I cheto dohosam. So we learn out the cheto from Pesach Sheni from the cheto of v'noso cheto. And there we know what it means malaholon kones. Afkanami kodes. Zot Rashi Kosova. Rebbe holds Megad. Dersiv Bei Kodes. It says Befeish Kodes. V'nichrso Hainu Mevorech Es Hashem. That means Mevorech Es Hashem. V'kivin V'yesh Kodes Mevorech Es Hashem. And since we know that a Mevorech Es Hashem is Chayv Kodes, Yalef Hainminei. So now I can learn out Pesach Sheini from Mikalo, Nesi Yisreid, L'gzeir Yishoveh. So that is Rebbe. So Rebbe Darshan, the Posik, this Posik tells us two halachas. It tells us it's a V'nichrso and Pesach Rishin. It tells us it's a Cheta Yiso, which also means Koros and Pesach Sheini. It's a Machayva Pesach Rishin, it's a Machayva Pesach Sheini. That's how Rebbe learned. But Rabbi Nosson saw that. Rabbi Nosson holds. V'chodal lasais a Pesach v'nichaso. The Pesach, the beginning of the Pesach, that says, V'ish asher toir v'derech lo yhoyo, he was toir and he wasn't v'richot mochim, v'chodal lasais a Pesach v'nichaso. So he's chayiv kores. Ki kol ben Hashem lo hikriv b'moyadoi. So Reb Nosson holds the high ki loshen dehohu. Ki means because. The Pasuk is saying, why is this person chayiv kores? Ki kol ben Hashem lo hikriv b'moyadoi. He did not bring a Pesach Rishon. That's why he's chayiv kores. Because he did not bring a Pesach Rishon. That's why he's chayiv kores. So this is a reason. The tzlach is mevayer. Why does the Torah have to give a reason? Why is the Torah? The Torah says, the Torah says, if a person not bring a Pesach Rishon, v'nichrso, he's chayiv kores. Why is he chayiv? Ki kol ben Hashem lo hikriv b'moyado. Because he didn't bring a Pesach Rishon. So the Tzlach says, the Gemara wants to tell us this Chiddush of Rav Nos. Rav Nos knows that he brought a Pesach Sheni. He still has Chayiv Kores. So the Pasuk is telling us because the Kores is because, not because the Chi was Mekayim Mitzvah's Pesach. Ki kol ben Hashem lehikri b'mayadoi. The Chi of Kores is for not bringing b'mayadoi. Sfaran Adin, that you have to bring a Pesach Sheni. How do we know you have to bring a Pesach Sheni? That says Mestama by Derech Choike and by Tome. It says a person didn't bring a Pesach Rishon is mechuyev to bring a Pesach Sheni. That's a Din Tashlumin. Okay, that's what it says in Pesach Yud and Pesach Yud Aleph. Ish ish kshiyatobi b'derech Choike. So he brings a Pesach Sheni. So it says that a person who was chazi le Pesach Rishon, who was mechayev a Pesach Rishon, he didn't bring it, he brings a Pesach Sheni. Forget I had a horis. Maybe the whole din Pesach Sheni is only a tashlum of a person who was a tomei, a derech choike. How do we know a full amazing brings a Pesach Sheni, a tashlum? But the way that Tzlach says it's very good, because in this pasuk it seems like this, because the pasuk is telling us he's chayiv kores, even though he brought a Pesach Sheni. He's mechuyev to bring a Pesach Sheni. The chayiv kores, according to Rav Nosson, is kikov na Hashem lahikri b'mayadoi. Kores is for not bringing b'mayadoi. Not being mekayim the mitzvah of Pesach. Don't be mekayim the mitzvah of Pesach. It's a din tashlumin. Aber mayada he's not mekayim. So therefore he's chayiv kores. So this whole pasuk is not speaking at all about Pesach Sheni. It's only speaking about Pesach Rishon. That he's chayiv kores on Pesach Rishon. Hi, Cheta Yisa, my Ovid, like. So why does he have to say Nochemol Cheta Yisa? We're just explaining, it's not a Numachayev here. We're just explaining, why is it Venichisok? He called Hashem Likir B'mayavi. So finished. Why do you have to say Cheta Yisa? And for the Gemara, Kasova, Megadef, Lavayne, Mevorech Es Hashem. Rabbi Nosson holds Megadef is not Mevorech Es Hashem. Megadef, Rashi says, is a Meshoyre Lavayne Zor. Moira Dikizach. Pillay ploy. A person thinks the Chunter as Mezama, Lavayne Zor, is his Chayiv Chorus. But if a person is Mekalos Hashem, I don't know Bechlau what Einish is. So therefore here, when we're speaking about Chorus, the Pasuk calls it Cheta Yiso. So this is a Gilui, that what it says, Mekalos Hashem v'noso Cheta, means that a Mekalos Hashem is Chayiv Chorus. Kesav ha-megadef lav hainu mevorches Hashem. So memele, so I don't have any Gilui what chiv there is on a mekalo. The gomach hai chetei deho, some hai chetei deho. Let us see what Rashi says. The Rabbi Nosson mukilei lahai ki beloshen deho. Ki is a loshen of because. Vikoy adle el mine, it's going on before the maze of time, el milse, to give a reason, an explanation. Why is it v'niches berishin? Why is it chayv koris? Mishum dakom nashem lo hikriv b'mayadei berishin. What do we do with the cheta yiso? With this is a gilui and the oynish of mevorech as Hashem? Because Rav Nosson holds megadev is lav hayne mevorech as Hashem. Elo mizamer o mishoyer labay dezor. Dike desvir lehochi bekrisis. That's as Hashem o megadev. The last long chorus b'mevorech. I love me hochi gemiri lo. Love me hochi gemiri lo. Perhaps according to this man, the Yoma can understand the Medrash. I never really understood the Medrash. The Medrash says, Pshat, that by the Churban of the Bayis Rishon, they chased the Yidden the out of Eretz Yisrael till Naris Bavel. That's Pshat and Posik, Al Naris Bavel, Shom Yoshav. That was the first opportunity they had to sit down. The Medrash says the reason was because Nebuchadnezzar was very smart. He thought that they'll have a chance to think before they'll do tshuva in Eretz Yisrael, so everything will be bottle and mevutel. So he didn't want to give them a chance to do tshuva. So Mamela, let's get them first out of Eretz Yisrael with Bilbo Ladas, and then in Bavu, Moshom Fangim. So now is Bavu, Shom Yeshav. So then the Medrash says that Nebuchadnezzar told them the Levim were there with the Kineiris. He told them they should play for him. They should play for him now, for him and his Avodah Zarah, they should play. So Levim thought, Mishnah, they were Zayre, they were Goyrim, Chuban, Abayis, they should play for him. But they knew it wouldn't be able to convince Nebuchadnezzar that they're Kavuchayim, that they're doch nicht halten. So it says, Sholtu Ba'atzmon, and they bit off their thumbs. So they said, and then they showed them, Heich no shira shira Hashem al admas necha, we can't. They told them, and they killed thousands and thousands of altogilus, what happened, and they were b'seil oleinu simcha, he killed tili tilim, and they were b'simcha al kaponim, we didn't play for him. They never really understood that the chaymar advorim, this is a p'sazoi, they were killed, and they died in Kiddush Hashem, why? Kapon, it could be according to this man, the Yom HaTakir, there's a Nisa to be Mizama, to be Mishoir al Avayda Zohar. Yeah. There's a Chiv Koriz. That is Rab Nos. Rab Chananya ben Akav Yisova, v'chod olas Yisa Pesach v'nichiso. Chananya ben Akav Yehov. The beginning of the Pasuk. The beginning of the Pasuk that says, Misha Shehu Toyo. V'derech lo yho yodachod olasis ha-Pesach v'nichiso. That's speaking about Pesach Rishon. But when is the v'nichiso? He called ben Hashem lo yikri v'moyade b'sheini. That is, the chorus is only if he did not bring a Pesach Sheini also. V'hai cheta yisa my obed lay. What does he do for the cheta yisa? For cheta finish, he's chayav chorus if he didn't bring a Pesach Sheini. Kidamora, he also is like Rav Nosson, that Megadev is lav hainu mevorech as Hashem. So the mail of this cheta yisa is coming to be Megale, that this chorus by mevorech as Hashem. Zogt Rashi, Rab Chananya nami dorish hai ki loshen ike rebi, elo kesova lav milsachiti, it's not like a new aloche, elo kores de kame tole fei. It was toile, the kores of the, when is it v'nichas, or if, v'nichas b'meize de rishinim kol b'na Hashem lo yakri b'sheini. Kida moron, Lagmuri chorus lemevorech. So the Cheta Yisa is coming to tell us that Yechayev chorus by Mevorech es Hashem. Hilkach. So now the Gemara makes a conclusion from all the halachas we can learn out from this machlokes. Hiza bozeh ubozeh. If a person was amazed, say be Pesach Rishon and say be Pesach Sheni. Divrei Hakol Chayiv. So according to everyone, is Chayiv. So Rashi, Divrei Hakol Chayiv, Chad Kores. And this Bemison is a Raya to Rashi before, because Rashi before said, Afula, according to Rebbe, one person is not Chayiv to Kores. We didn't understand what Rashi, but so is Rashi. So Bemison from this Raya, from the Gemara, this Moses, Divrei Hakol Chayiv, I said, they all hold the same aloha. If according to Rebbe you chayiv twice chorus, so it's not divrei hakol chayiv. It's Rebbe you chayiv two times, not divrei chayiv one time. So l'chayre, that's why Rashi had to say what Rashi said before. You don't understand it. Amal kaponim, l'chayre for me it's muchach to what Rashi said before. He did bozeh bozeh divrei hakol chayiv. Shogag bozeh u bozeh. But if he was a shaygig by both, in a hakel potter, so there's no chorus. He did bori shayn, b'shogag b'shayni, is l'rebi yachayim, l'rab nosan, l'rebi rab nosan mechayvi, kol nesham liki b'mayadu. R'yabi chenanya ben akavya potter, karim chenanya ben akavya, if he was shogig b'shayni, so, Taira that was Taira the Chiyuv Koras Barishin, if he did not, it was amazed Bishaini. Shogag Barishin Behizid Bishaini, Le Rebbe Chaye, according to Rebbe Yochaye, because there's a Chiyuv Koras on Bishaini, Le Rab Nos, Le Rab Chananya Ben Akav Yepot. Zot Rashi, Le Rebbe Rab Nos and Chaye, they don't hold that Shaini is Takanta Darish. From this lotion of Rashi would seem that Rashi puts Rebbe and Rab Nosson in the same boat. Rab Nosson, we had Klor Afilu, he was Makrib the Shaini, he's Chayiv. With Chayiv Koras on the Rishon. So Chayiv says from Rashi, Leit Rebbe, it's the same thing. The Machlekes, the Tzlach, and the Rishash about this. Abba Kepanam Azevei says from Rashi. The Dvar Shmuel brings the Chayiv from Rashi. Shogak Berishen, Vehizit B'Sheini, Rebbe Chayiv. This like Koras B'Sheini, Bam Pei Napshe. A Sheini is also a Chayiv of Koras. Ab Nosim Rab Chanan Yepoto, Do Leksiv Koras, Ela Rishon, Verei Shogak Berishen. Zog the Mishnah Vaita. Eizai hi derech rechoike. When is it called a derech rechoike? That is potter mi pesach rishon. מן המידיים ולחוץ, וכמידוסו לכל רוח. מידיים was a שטות. So from מידיים and further back, is דרך החייקה. מידיים is also דרך החייקה. וכמידוסו לכל רוח. And now you use the radius from, we'll see, either from the Azore or from Yerushalayim. We'll speak about this soon. You use this radius, and L'chol Ruach, that is called Derech L'chol. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. That's what Rabbi Akiva says. That's called Derech L'chol. Tabelezer Oimer Miyaskoites HaAzore V'Lochutz. If a person was outside of the stoop of the Azore of Shal Nikner, so Mamele, he was Derech Rechoike. He was Derech Rechoike. Mamele is Potter from the chorus of Pesach Rishon. He's Derech Rechoike. Skaifes Azor Elochus. Omale Rabbi Yossi, Rafichoch, and because Chabaleza holds, just like it says by Maisa Sheni, ki yichat mimcha amoke. So how far does he have to be in order to be mechal on Maisa Sheni? A step out of Yerushalayim. That means if he's not bimokim of hechsher achilosoi, so that's called he's a yichat mimcha amoke. We don't have to be 10,000 miles away. So who adin, if you're outside of the Azore, that's called richat mokim. Omalei Rabbi Yossi said, oh, according to Rabbi Lezer, we'll understand, lefikach nokod al hei, loima, loimivnei sherochek vadai, not it's really rochek, alameis koifes azorah velochot. Zogt Rashi, moidiyim shem ha'ir, nokod al hei, sheberechoyka, there's a pintle on the hei, v'chol nikod lemayit hadovobo. Nikod means to tell us that we're memayit. We take away, that what it says. V'mashme samyua loha teve mehoche. It's mashme, take away this teve. So the Kol Neidan, the Yeshami says a little clearer. Could be that's what Rashi means also. Take away the mashmois of the teve. That means rochek means far away. Take away that mashmois. So there's a different mashmois. That means you take away the poshete mashmois of rochek. So it can be close and also called rochek. Zakhti gemare, omarule, minamidiyim li rishalayim, chamisha osor milim havye. So the Rishash in the Sfas Emes wants to say, it will make a lot of sense, that Yerushalayim here does not mean Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim means the Azore. That's Ula. So, min amidim Yerushalayim, he wants to say, that would happen Yerushalayim, wants to say, shtik teire, that Medim was right, wants to say that in one part, Harabayis was the end of Yerushalayim. So, therefore, in that Ruach, that's what Medim was, he said, from Medim Yerushalayim. But really, it's minadim min amamidim lazor. Okay. Omar ule min hamidim li Yerushalayim chamisha osa milim havi. So there's 15 mil. So if a person was, we'll see in Rashi soon, that if a person was b'shas chatzois, he was 15 mil away from Lazore. And we'll see, it takes, if a person will walk normally, 15 mil, that means he'll start walking from Chatzos, and he'll walk normally these 15 mil, so he'll come to the Azore by the Shkia. And he'll come to the Azore where there's a sign on the doors, closed. We're not shechting anymore. So Memele, so a person who b'shas Chatzos was 15 mil away from the Azore, he was unable to be walking normally to get to the Azore b'shah shchite, that's called Derech Rechoik. In Amidim, Yerushalayim, Chamisha Osa Milim, סובר לו כי הוד אומר רבי ברבחון אומר רבי יוחנן, כמה מהלך אדם ביום עשור פרסויס. רבי ברבחון said בשם רבי יוחנן, a person can walk a day, we have equal days and nights, 12 hours in a day, so in one day a person can walk, in one day we mean from Alois HaShachet to Tzeis HaKechom, one can walk 10 parsois. Now 10 parsois is 40 mil, because there are 4 mil tapas. So now, this explains further. Me Alois HaShachet va'ad honetza chamet, 5 mil, 5 mil. Mishkiyas, well this we learn out from a pasuk, we'll see. Mishkiyas hachama va'at seis hakechovim, it's also chameishes mila. Parshula, so it comes out that the day from the night till the shkia is tlosin. So there's 30 mil during the day. 40 mil altogether. Mishkiyas tlosin, tlosin.
One can walk 15 mil from the nate to Chatzai, and one can walk 15 mil from Chatzai to the Shkia. Chameser mitzach lepal gedi yoyme, the chameser mitzach gedi yoyme, l'ulta to the Shkia. It's ule le taime, the oma ule eizu derech lechayke, kol she'ein yoke likoneis b'shashchiyah. That if you cannot enter, you're unable to enter the Azor b'shashchite, and how is that accomplished if he's 15 mil away from the Azor by Chatzai? So that's called the Derech Lechai. Let us see Rashi. Chamisha also milit. The Mishnah said, Derech Lechai is mina medit, is mina medit. It means the kari lay tana di don derech lechoike legabi pesa. The svira lay leule derech lechoike kol shein yoche likone bisha shrite. But a derech lechoike is a person who is unable to enter the yazore bisha shrite. What do you mean bisha shrite? Kol shash shrite mahala. The whole man of Shkite from Chatzai to the Shkia is walking, ve'enei magia, he cannot reach the Azorah. Ve'shas Shkite me Chatzai hayoyim ve'ei. Ve'shas Shkite is from Chatzai. The bein abayim tzibbe, that's between the two abayim, that's when the sun starts going towards Meirev by Chatzai, and the second abayim is the Shkia. Ketomet. So Memele, so this man of Beina Abayim is from Chatzai to the Shki. Like Rashi, Vitomet, Afal Pi, Shenishchat, Vishay Shumachza. Like Rashi, Beina Abayim is not from Chatzai, because we see Vitomet is Nishchat, Vishay Shumachza. The Rashi, that's the Maisa. But Mani Minatoyre, Metzila Sheba. This man of the Talmud is from Chatzai, Ve'ela. Shemas Cheles, Achamol, Yishakem, Klapei Meirev Tatz. The sun, which was in the middle point, starts going towards Meirev. Umashcheri, Kaisoli, and the Kaisolim, that means the side of the Kaisolim, which were facing Mizra, in the first 6 hours of the day, the sun was shining on them, and they were light. Now they start getting shaded. So that's this man of Mashri Kaisoli, that's this man of the Tomit Shabbain Abayim, which means Chatzai. Sloy said Avram, when did Avram Avinu Daven Minche, Michi Mashri Kaisoli? Bahainu mechatzois ayoim ola holom. Frech de gemore opachinen oilo, if that was this man of Minche, of Avraham Avinu, and that is as man of Tomit Shabbain Abayim, Behodis nam tome dishkat b'shei shumachta. So why do we start davening the half? Why would they mark him to tome the half an hour late? Mishani shani koisloi beis hamigdosh. The loy mechavni. They were not vertically straight. Rechovim, that's the Nachamesh of Nevich, Rechovim mitachteim. The walls were shaped like a pyramid. That means they were wide on the bottom, and they went up on a slant. So therefore, if the walls went on a shipue, so the sun could be facing Maire, and the still would be shining on the wall. If the walls would be exactly vertically straight, as soon as it goes to Maire, this side is a shade on it. But if the walls are like this, so the Maire, going a little further down, the sun is still shining on it, since it's going on an angle. Yeah. Blay mishcheri beikem pulta ad chatzim sheva. The Maire in the Beis HaMikdosh, they shechted when in the Beis HaMikdosh you could see that it's Bein Arbay. They didn't rely on what it says on the watch. When it's Nikir Beis HaMikdosh is Bein Arbay, that's when they shechted the Tomit Shal Bein Arbay. And me, you, that was Lamais. Abos man shechita meikah din mitzvila sheva v'eilo. But after the shkia, like the dam nifsal, the shkia sachamo, beiza mikoimo, imechatzoi, va'ad shkia sachamo, mahala chamisha osa milin, yod the Rabbi Yochanan, that's Rabbi Yochanan. Isava lo ule kama mahala chodem beinini. How long does it take on Adam Beinini, B'yoyim Beinini, the Tkufas Nisa, B'tishrei Shayom, V'alele Shovim, is Asore Parsois Arboi Milen, V'alois HaShach Adonai Tzachamo, Chamisha Mil, Kach Shehiyas Achamo, Lotzeis Be'oivyoi Shel Rokia, to go out of the Oivy Rokia, to be near Al-Ores, Chenegdo shoye b'shkiyoso likoneis, b'hainu b'shkiyoso v'atzeis ha-kechovim. Poshu, so there's left over, tlosen mehoneitso v'atshkiyoso. Is lo'uto l'shkiyos ha-chama, the shub ain't man shkita, the dam kochim nivso b'shkiyos ha-chama, the means I'm a koinu b'shkiyos kochim. Sukh Gemara Baita, Omar Mar Mialoisa Shach Adonai Tzachamo Chameshes Milim Minolam. How do we know that from the Alois to the Nates, a person is Mahalach Chameshes Milim? Chsid, it says in the Pasuk, Chmoya Hashacha Olo, Vayaitzu Hamaloch. By Alois Hashacha, the Malachim went and took his wife out of Sodom. They hurried him out of the bed. We'll see. Hashemesh yotza ala oret, v'loy potzoyarot. V'omar Rabbi Chanina ledidi chozol yahi asre, I saw tzoya, v'have chamisha milim, and so tzoya is chamisha milim away from Sodom. And we see that Lloyd started out by a Lloyd Hashacha. He got there by a Netzach Hamid, so we have a time schedule, so we see now that a person walks from the Alois to the Neitz, a Shir of Chameshes Milim. Zog Taisus. Ula L'taymed. Heimo. Minolei lo'uled lo'yhavi shash shchite mitchila shkiyem dedam nivsal b'shkiyem. How does Ula know? Hey, Ula otach ke'arbet mit shkiyem. That's close. Because there's no shailas over here. One thought from the Vedas law of shkiyem miyuvin of me'amol gizot. About kaponim, that's a hit zicha the shkiyem. There's no shaila over here. This was speaking on the Shkia till Tzeisak Echovim was speaking about, that's another 5 minutes. So he was speaking about from the Nate till the Shkia. So weiß doch euch, that that is this man, that one can check the Kolben Pesach, and after that you can check the Kolben Pesach. Sagt doch, teus was min no lei le ulen le havi shas schiefe mit chile schkier, how does ulen know that you can't check from the schkier? The dam nefsel beschkier sacham adorish lei mit bayoim hikribo yezivchoi. We learn now from this passage. Bayoim. I'm a lot of action in the Megillah that says I can't help me, you're more middle. You must not say I can't help me. So you have more time to check. How does Ulma know that Chilas Hashki is not allowed to check how to be Zerik anymore? The Fakert, it says, you must not say I can't help me. So you have another 5 mil. You have another 5 mil. So how does also the Chedesh Yedach HaChayti should be 20 mil. That's Taisvis Kash. Here Tyson's lives by Akashi. That's from the Tyson's and Zvachim, that's from both, the Shagasai being found Tyson's and Zvachim. Tyson's and Zvachim says two truths. One pair of Tyson says the Stupsukim, Yoim Tavoisoi, Yoim Ekrivoi, so the second Yoim is coming to be Mamda Fulu, Mamishim, not only the first Yoim, that would be for Tyson Kechob. There's another Snabi Yoim Akriva, they need more Yoim, they need Tobashki. That's one parrot in Taisa. And the second parrot Taisa says the Machudish Likizah. That, Enachanami, that the Dam is Nibsu, but Taisa Kehovim Takimabashki is Acham. But, Chazal also, the Machudish and two Taisa, and if it's Taka by the Kolben Pesach, or by all Kobonis, that Chazal made a middle the brain and said that you can't be Zoyk from the Shki and further. Taisus says that this is also a case of a middle the brain, the Mokim Chorus. We had already three cases of middle the brain, the Mokim Chorus of Pesach. And this is another case of middle the brain. That means Minatoyre, you could check further. You could check the man Ashrit is to Taisa Kechob. But the Rabbonon said, you can't check further. You can check to the Shkia. So the Maise, so now, Derech Rechoike means he can't reach the Azor and Bisha Ashrit. So if now, me the Rabbonon, he can't, the Shah Ashrit is to the Naitza, to the Shkia, so that's if the shash shchita is to the shkia, so the mela, so that's a derech choike. The more the kenafke mean between the two terutzen, to when you can have a mincha. According to the first terutz of Taisves, so there's two, there's the entaboise, the makriboi, so the maises, so there's man of, if you can't be there, it's the dam after the shkia, so can't have a mincha after the shkia, because the mincha is connected to Tom Mitchell Bein Albaim, that's only until the shkia. So according to the first Arabs of Taisvitz, you can only have until the shkia, later, too late. That the shkia is Tamid Rabbeinu Yoyne, and the going, that's a kept at a very machin, not to have a mincha after the shkia. According to the second parents of Taisvis, so Fakir Taisvis says this man, the Iker's man of the Talmud is Iker's man of the Talmud is Taisa Kechob. They have another 5 mil, according to Ula. Now there's a Machlekes and two Taisvis, and if this is only by the Pesach, or the Philip by other Kabbalah. So it's only by the Pesach, or the Zichnish Semenche. I mean, the Talmud Lamaise, they were makriv. The Talmud, they were makriv to Taisa Kechob. The Pesach, they made a special chumrah of the Pesach. Moiridik. I mean, there's so many psochim to be makriv in so short of a time. And Chazal said, we're going to stop by the Shkia. We're not going to go a minute later than the Shkia. Al Kaponim, so it's a bezunda didn't call them Pesach. So that's called Pesach. It's the Shkia. Aber Minche, Minche, then Taisa Kechob. So these two Tavutim of Taisvist, is Glaubik Negeya to when one can have a minch. Zog the Gemara weiter. Buch, Oma Ule, Eze Hu Derech Rechoike,
Kol shein yochel likoneis b'shashchit. If he can't reach l'chayra the azore b'shashchit, so that's called Baruch L'chayt. Rabbi Yehuda omar kol shein yochel likoneis b'shas achil. Rabbi Yehuda has a different cheshbon in God. To get the nishon that he can't reach the azore b'shashchit, if he could reach Yerushalayim b'shas achila, and if we hold the shas achila is a whole night, so that means if he's so far away that he will not be able to reach Yerushalayim, he's walking a normal pace, will get to Yerushalayim by Elois HaShachar, then that's called Beruch HaChayke. If he can get to the Yerushalayim a minute before Elois HaShachar, so he's still able to hold the Zman Achilas HaPesach, is that the Leisha Shachar? So then he's not called a Beruch HaChayke. So then so then he's not called a Beruch HaChayke. That is Rabbi Yehuda. Tad Rashi, B'shas Achile, Ko Shas Achile, Sherochay, he cannot enter Yerushalayim kol alayla. According to Rabbi Yehuda, tzricha not azor, azor shpil nishkayim ola, you have to be able to enter Yerushalayim. Achilas ha-pesach kol alayla. V'rabonon ovot ha-chokav omad chatzoy slabiki v'l'rabolezo v'yirai sat chatzoy. The Perek Pasra, the Broches, Perek Kamos. Zog Tais, Rav Yehuda Omar, Kol Shein Yochel Ikoneis B'Shas Achila. Taimen. The Mishnah says that Beruch HaChayke is Min HaMediyah. So we know Klor, what the Shir is. This is Beruch HaChayke. Is Rav Yehuda min ha-meidiyim lo yochel likoneis b'chatzi ha-yoyin b'chol ha-layla. So it comes out, according to Rav Yehuda, if you can reach Yerushalayim, the outskirts of Yerushalayim, you can reach a minute before Alois HaShachar, so that's called Beruch HaChayke. You can get there, you have time, Peter Kazayis here, you can reach Yerushalayim, if you'll walk from Chatzos ha-yoyin, the whole night, till a minute before Alois HaShachar. So according to Rav Yehuda, Meidiyim is so far away that walking from Chatzos HaYoyim till Alois HaShachar to reach it. That's Meidiyim. According to Ule, Meidiyim is the distance it takes to walk from Chatzos to the Shkia. Now, according to Rav Yehuda, it's three times as much. It's three times as much. Taimet, Rabbi Yehuda min Adim, Layokal Ikonis, Ratzi Ayoim, Vechol Alayla, Ula Ula, Bisha Shchite. The next Saktais is the next Anan, so let's measure. The Medim, we know what Medim is. So let's see how long it takes. If it takes, if it takes 18 hours, if it takes 6 hours. I mean, Thomas Andy Lines and Ent, it's a big difference. Yeshloime di statum drochim kedamrin in Bereisha. Shana, that means now we don't have, we can't, what is now we zicha can't be mevar anything because the drochim were nista. Va'oi, the place is still another tale. Ba'alibe de rabeki de kaimino. The islai tchumim de erais. Rabeki va'holds tchumim is a de erais. So a mele, one is not permitted to enter, I mean, not permitted to walk chutz l'tchum, not permitted to walk chutz l'tchum. In a Torah. Ule Rabbi Yehuda, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, yochel likoneis min ha-moidiyim at somuch l'tchum b'tchilas alayim. That means that first of all, the Tchumim, the Tzarazb explains, you don't test them with the Shkia
Kumen Mechashmo Mitzvahis HaKechot. So we have another 5 mil. So the Shaila is, can, how he, the sheer of Derech HaChoyke is that if he cannot reach the Tchum, if he cannot reach the Tchum of Yerushalayim before, he cannot reach the Tchum of Yerushalayim before Laila, that means don't catch up with the Shkia. So Memele, so then he's, so then automatically he can't enter Yerushalayim. He can't enter Yerushalayim. Like this, for example, the Tchum is Yud Beis Mil. So, like this, it's a muyim de kecheshben, that he's traveling the whole night. A whole night, a person can travel 30 mil, and it's still no good. The Taisus is saying, no, you forget about traveling the whole night. The whole shaila is, the zikha difference here. The zikha, it's not a difference in inches. But al kaponim, it's not so lochak. That means that according to Rav Yehuda, from Moedim, till, and so he starts walking from Chatzois till Tzeis HaKechobim, he doesn't, he's right before the Tchum of Yerushalayim. So since Tchumim is a deraisif, so Memele, he'll be unable to come into Yerushalayim, he need to call Pesach at night. So Memele, so that's called a Derech HaChoyke according to Rav Yehuda.